Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Under the broad kitab of travel, we start a new chapter today, Babu I'anatir Rafiqi, the chapter on helping one's travel companion. Shariat is so beautiful that we are taught to assist and help wherever we can, to such an extent that if there's a companion of us also that's traveling on journey, we should see how we can try and be of assistance to that person also. A person that's on journey, sometimes he'll need to be loading goods onto the conveyance, onto the transport. Sometimes he'll need help to take it off. Or sometimes on the journey a person may need assistance. So whatever assistance we can afford, a Muslim is one that is always offering assistance. So they are, therefore under this chapter we'll find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has taught us that so much we should be trying to assist. General principles will be taught, but these general principles apply on a journey, they apply off a journey, they apply when a person returns. But Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi specifically brought these ahadith under this chapter on helping one's travel companion to highlight that whilst we are on travel also, we shouldn't forget that we should be assisting people. في الباب أحاديث كثيرة تقدمت كحديث والله في عون العبد ما كان العبد في عون أخيه وحديث كل معروف صدقة وأشباههما. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi says that several ahadith in this regard were quoted in previous chapters. For example, Allah Ta'ala continues helping a person as long as he helps his brother. And every act of kindness is a charity. These are just general ahadith, but he is making a point of referring to it to show that in Islam, that a person continues to assist. So Allah Ta'ala continues helping a person so long as this person is helping his brother. Sometimes we think that because we are helping our brother, our net income may come lower. We may have less, because why? We have to assist our parents, we have to assist our neighbor, we're assisting this person. Sometimes shaitan may put that doubt. But what is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us? That Allah will continue assisting you, so long as you continue assisting your brother. In other words, you helping someone else, because of the barakat of you helping someone else, Allah is helping us. So this we must always think, that it's not because we are helping someone else, therefore our income. We are actually getting more income because of the assistance we're giving others. So this is something that confuses many people. They look at, oh, this brother of mine, so this person of family member that's working for me, he's like a liability, he doesn't do so much. I don't think I should keep him, it's costing me a salary every month. But not realizing that because of us assisting that person, Allah is sending the customers to our shop. So therefore, Muslim is always one that is assisting, and he believes that so long as I'm going to help others, Allah will help me. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, بينما نحن في سفر إذ جاء رجل على راحلة له فجعل يصرف بصره يمينا وشمالا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان معه فضل ظهر فليعد به على من لا ظهر له ومن كان له فضل زاد فليعد به على من لا زاد له فذكر من أصناف المال ما ذكره حتى رأينا أنه لا حق لأحد منا في فضل رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrates that whilst we were on journey, a man riding his animal came to us and began looking to his right and looking to his left. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who has a spare animal should give it to the one who does not. What this hadith means? One explanation that ulama give is that this person was a very poor person. He was in a very deplorable position, condition. So he came on an animal, and you know how a poor person is looking from this side, looking from that side, to see how someone can give him something. This is one explanation of the hadith. So therefore we'll give this explanation under this chapter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him. When a person sometimes is in need, and he looks this side, looks that side, to see that who is there that can help him. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw this person like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that one who has a spare animal should give it to the one who does not. One who has extra provisions should give it to the one who does not. You know, when a person goes out in Jamaat, or in this case going out in Jihad, then he takes with him provisions. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling them, one who has extra provisions that he has taken should give it to the one who does not have. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued mentioning various types of wealth. One who has this type of wealth should give it to the one that does not have. One that has this should give it to the one that does not. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued mentioning. So the narrator of the hadith, He says, the Sahabi says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued mentioning various types of wealth until we began to think that none of us has any right to anything extra. That we don't have any right to anything extra. Whatever extra we got, we should be sharing it with others. Now this is what Islam teaches us. Now here, ulama explained that we don't have to give everything, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was teaching Sahaba. And this is what it is. That if you got extra, be happy to share it. If we just have to look in our cupboards, look in our drawers, look in our garages, look at how much extra things we got. It's just lying there. And for no reason. So we should keep this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in mind. If we got it extra, we should give it to those that don't have it. So many people don't have clothes, but we got clothes lying in the cupboard. For so long we haven't used it. So many extra shoes we got, we have never used it. If we give it, someone else can benefit from it. We will get rewarded for it. Like that, if you look in our garages, look in our yards, look in our storerooms, there's so many, many things that are lying there, that if we give it to someone else, they can benefit instead of it just lying there. So this is one lesson we take from today's hadith, is that whatever extra things we got, don't ever think that one day I'm going to use it, or my children are going to use it, or grandchildren. Give it away for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah who gave us that thing today, He will give it to us tomorrow again. It's not hard for Allah Ta'ala to give us something tomorrow. So why should we keep things and hoard it? Let other people benefit, like how this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching. If it's extra, give it away. Inshallah, when the day we need, Allah Ta'ala will give us. So this is a great lesson we learned. There was one person that was staying here in the Darul Yatama. He was a new Muslim. He says that in our culture that we had come from, that we had one policy, that anything that wasn't used for 12 months, now this was in a non-Muslim culture, but it is a lesson for us. He says anything that was not used in the last 12 months, for example, I got a jacket that I didn't use in the last 12 months, we will give that away. Doesn't matter how expensive it is, doesn't matter what value it holds, if we didn't use it, then we give it away because that's extra. If we didn't need it in the last 12 months, the likelihood is we're not going to use it in the next 12 months again. So why we hoard and why should we keep? Now if non-Muslims can do this, how much more Islam is teaching us that this is what we should be doing. That hadith we did, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, every act of kindness is sadaqah. So whatever we're giving, Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Sometimes we think we have to give big amounts to a masjid, to a madrasa, to a borehole. Simple things like extra clothing, extra shoes, extra items in the house, we give it away. Allah Ta'ala will give us the reward of sadaqah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.